Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live!
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And he is back after yet another vacation, yet another week off. He'll be here for, I'm guessing, at least the next 3 to 4 weeks before his next trip. And I got to admit, it's good to have him back. The fill-ins did a great job. We had some great shows, but it's nothing like the original. What's up, man? Rob
no
Parker,
doubt.
How are you?
I'm doing just great. What's up, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I'm great. Nice theme song. Look at Alex hooking you up.
I know, that ain't bad.
I like
that.
Is this what they played when you walked on the Golden Girls cruise?
Yeah. I wish. It wasn't that hip.
Right. So how was the trip? Tell us about it.
The trip was very good. I needed a change of scenery just to relax. Got to see some friends, family. Chris, it was good. I feel really, really good and relaxed. You know, I've been humping with the addition of the Deadspin job. I've been writing a lot and doing stuff for Deadspin. So along with that,
so you
and the
still wrote
radio,
during the week?
Yeah, I did. I didn't take off because you know I just started there really. So
right.
I just kept working for them, but it wasn't the same with doing the radio show every night. And I do want to say one friend of ours who I did see. and he was upset that I was on vacation. You know who I'm talking about.
I know, but they don't know. He's a Stephen big fan of the show.
We want to know.
Stephen A. loves the show. And you know Stephen A. He's not like, he doesn't have to like go crazy, Chris, to pacify me and you. You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
we're legit friends from way back.
Right. No matter what. We're all newspaper dogs from the old days.
Yep.
So it ain't even about that. But he's like, what are you doing off? Y'all got this great momentum. The show, I can't believe you take it off. What? I said, I got to take off. He was really mad.
You said, I take off every 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, hey. Welcome to the furlough world that we're in.
Mine is coming up at some point.
Right? Actually, you have to get another week pretty soon.
Yeah,
right?
It's coming up in a couple weeks, too.
So, we don't have any choice, do we?
No. So if we're not getting paid, then I'm going to take off. You know? As much as we love doing what we do. So, yes. But, yeah,
so
that's our man.
Great.
That's good. I'm glad you got to see him. Yep. And, okay. Well, look.
And, of course, Alex asked me, he said, what was the wing count when I was gone?
I did.
And, yes, so I probably had about 100 wings
while
I was gone.
That's almost every day.
You gotta have the structure.
Almost. You know, people, yeah. It was definitely cool. And met a couple of our longtime listeners, too, guys who have been trying.
Yeah, in Detroit?
No, in New York. They met me in New York at restaurants.
Wow. Just like from Twitter and stuff?
Yep. Big-time fans of the show. So it was cool. I'll mention those guys later on in the show.
That's great.
Good time.
All right. Well, it is a Magic City Monday, and like I said, we got plenty of stuff to get into, from college to pro to baseball to basketball. So we're gonna have a good time with you. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on the iHeartRadio app, Sirius XM Channel 83, or Fox Sports Radio. However you may be listening, let me introduce the crew. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, a.k.a. the Big A, on the ones and twos. We've got super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, my man, Ralph Irvin. So with that said, Rob, let's get into it. And things are getting interesting with the NCAA. Because we have been talking about this, it seems like now, for the past few years. And a change is coming one way or the other. And obviously, there's been a lot of movement toward change already, where players will be able to capitalize on their likenesses and their names and things like that, which I think is a great move. But players want more. Players want more. And you've got players in the Pac-12 who put out a list of demands in the Players Tribune. And remember, we talked about it a few weeks ago when this first came out. Rudy Carpenter, we had on the air, and he's a former Division I player. He'll join us actually at the bottom of the at the last hour, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, and he'll be able to give us the inside scoop. But the players have issued a list of demands through the Players Tribune, and they said if they don't get them, they will boycott and not play. And just a few of the demands, I mean, they want 50% of the conference revenue divided amongst the players. So if the Pac-12 football programs bring in, as a conference, bring in, say, $1 million, obviously it's a lot more than that, but $1 million, they want $500,000 of it divided amongst the players. They want 6 years of health care after they graduate.
Which is more than they get in the NFL, Chris.
Exactly.
Think about that.
We've talked about it. We wish the NFL players would push for some of that. And that is what's so interesting, Rob, is that these players, most of these guys won't make it to the NFL.
Right, a handful of players. You know how many guys play college football? They don't even get a cup of coffee or a sweet roll in the NFL, Chris. They don't.
Yep. And they're standing up and making these demands. And also some COVID protections, obviously, which they clearly should get. So that's it in a nutshell. There's like 17 demands. We won't go through every single one of them. But what is your general thought? Do you like the audacity, the ambition of the players, or do you think they're overreaching?
No, I love it. in the climate we're in, in the world which is ever-changing, Chris, and maybe people feel a little guilty, whatever you want to use as the term, right? Some of these corporations, some of these organizations on the way that they've treated black people, there's an opportunity for some of these players to get something. And yep. I think they're going for it. And when you're in negotiations, nothing is ridiculous. You ask for the moon and you hope they give you the stars, Chris. That's what you ask for.
Right.
You don't ask for minimal. If you ask for minimal, they'll give you, it's always going to be less than what you ask for. Right? Always.
Right.
So
right.
Ask for the moon. I get it.
You and I asked for the moon when we started the show. We got some tree leaves.
Exactly.
Not quite the stars, some tree leaves.
That's all we got.
No, actually, we did pretty well. But
we did all right. No, we're not complaining.
Yes,
but
yes,
you know what I mean. You. Right. So I get it. I think the movement and the time is what's important, Chris, that this maybe wouldn't play a few years ago. You remember the players at Northwestern tried to organize that was struck down by a court. You know, there were some players who were really into it. Others were lukewarm. This seems to me like to be the real deal because it's organized. They have specific demands, not just making like, well, we want to cut it a pie. No, they're telling you what they want, you know, exactly what they want.
Well, one thing I really like is one of their demands is that 2% of conference revenues would be directed by the players to support financial aid for low-income black students and community initiatives and development programs and things like that. And I got to be honest, Rob, I think that's awesome because when I went to college and I was fortunate not to be in this situation, but a lot of the black students, and I went to Oberlin College.
Right.
A lot of the black students, every semester, it was a concern financially. They were always in the bursar's office and all the offices they needed to be in figuring out their money. And it was dire for a lot of them.
Right.
And so I'm sure it's that way throughout the country. And so I think something like that would be tremendous. I salute the players for asking for that. But, Rob, what I think is going on is, and I got to be honest, even some of my, what is possible has even, like, my horizons have been broadened because I think a lot of people are seeing that a real sea change could be afoot, you know. And
I agree with that.
You know,
I don't think that it's as far-fetched as people would want to make it out. Not given the stakes, Chris, and what's involved. If they shut it down, how much revenue will be lost by these universities and not recovered? I mean, they have some clout. Don't act like they don't. I know there was a guy in the San Diego Union wrote a column basically, you know, tell the players to take it or leave it or that approach.
Right.
That sounds good. You can stick your chest out. And, Chris, that might have worked before. I don't know if that's working right now.
No, I hear you. And I read it, too. It was a good column. I'd love to get him on. Maybe we can get him on. But, you know, he made some good points, but he missed a little bit, too. And it's interesting. One thing they cited, there's an article by a group of professors led by Drexel University and some people, a professor in the College of Business at Drexel, which is in Philadelphia. And, Rob, they said, here's one thing they write. They talk about, here's the title of it, how the NCAA's empire robs predominantly black athletes of billions in generational wealth. And they say, they're really saying how they, according to them and their studies, and these are intelligent people, they say that the average football player in a Power Five conference, if he were paid according to, you know, what he generates, the average player, not the superstar, not necessarily the starters, the average player, over 4 years of his scholarship, it would be worth $1.3 million.
which is a lot more than the 4 years of paid tuition.
Yes.
And even there, Chris.
Four years, about $300,000 at a top school.
At a top school. And even then, and I'm not, when the schools have classes with the football and basketball players, to mix in another player or two in a class ain't nearly the same, Chris, financially. You know, like on the ledger, you might say that that's worth $300,000. But do you know what I mean by adding another kid or two in classes that are already established and already have 30 or 50 students? It's not the same.
Especially
value.
When you know you're making, according to this, $1 million.
That's
off
what
of
I'm
you.
Saying, right?
You're
right.
making, you're profiting $1 million. You paid for him for $300 million. They said for basketball in the Power Five is $2.2 million. Obviously, there's fewer players. So $2.2 million
fewer
per
players,
player.
Right. Yep.
And I think one of the interesting things they point out, and I think this is where the players, because obviously, look, the players aren't experts on all of this stuff, although they've consulted them for this. But one thing, Rob, you know that they're looking at are the salaries for the coaches, the salaries for the athletic directors,
those guys
and the
are
salaries
making
for the conference commission. They're making millions.
Millions. Some of these coaches, it's, Chris, it used to be, you know, in the old days, you were a state employee as a coach, and you were paid like a top professor, right, at the college.
Yep.
And now they make so much
They're
money.
They're the
That's
highest
why,
paid state employees in, state the, employee, in the state.
They make more than the governor. They make more than the governor.
They have it in here, this article from Drexel. In the SEC, is basically $5 million is the average salary in the SEC. Big Ten, 4.4. Big 12, 4.2. ACC, 3.7. Pac-12, 3.1. That's what players are looking at. The commissioners making basically the same amount of money. Big Ten commissioner, $5.5 million. Back 12 commissioner, $5.2 million. And then the athletic directors, Power 5, average $1 million. That's what players are looking at. They're looking at the college basketball coach who's got the $2 million a year deal with Nike. Right?
And he doesn't That's wear the sneakers.
No.
And he doesn't
he
even wear
them
the
maybe
kids.
To walk around on during practice.
Right. The kids wear them.
Right. And so that is what they are looking at. And don't tell us it's amateur sports when the coaches are making this type of money.
And the same, I've always said this. Chris, when I was at Southern Connecticut Division II, and you were a student there and there was a basketball game, right? If you showed your student ID, you would get into the field house, right, to watch
yep.
the game.
Yep.
That's amateur sports, where you're Thank on campus, you show your ID, right?
That's right.
And you get into
and
the game.
And you didn't go to the game,
and
right?
You go, anybody else would have to pay $2 or $3 or whatever we were charging back in the 80s. But my point is, when you're playing at these arenas, people are buying season tickets and paying top dollar to go to these games. That's not amateur sports.
Right. Even for the students, because my daughter went to Michigan and she had the season tickets for the football games. And it's, you know, you get a nice little student discount, but it's still hundreds of dollars
right.
that you have to pay. So, no, you're absolutely right on that. All right, let's see what you guys think. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are you on board with the Pac-12 players being willing to boycott the season if their demands are not met? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris Broussard, and he's back! The return of the Mac, Rob Parker, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on your car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit Geico.com to learn more. All right, we threw it out to the callers, 877-99 on Fox. What do you guys think about the Pac-12 athletes threatening to boycott?
All right, let's kick it off, Chris, with Dre in Michigan. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
Hey, what's going on? Welcome back, Rob. Welcome back.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, Chris.
Yep.
I mean, you a bully for how you doing J-Mac last week, man. You a bully.
Well, you know his nickname is Chris's punching bag. So.
Oh, my.
You know what it remind me of? It remind me of that old Looney Tunes cartoon with Spike and Chester. Big
yes.
Bulldog. He kept saying, man, shut up. Well, no, good job, man. But, hey, I appreciate what those guys are doing because I think with this pandemic, it kind of exposed a lot of these institutions because they need football and basketball to survive. Without them, yes. They don't have all these other little sports and have all these other little games and things. Then you got coaches that drive around in helicopters and stuff like that, but these kids worrying about how they're going to eat one week to the next. I mean, I agree with them 100%.
Right. No, I agree. And the climate of the country, Dre, is that changes of being are happening every day, Chris. This is it. You things can't give up Dre. This is your opportunity. You going to wait till next year or 2 years after the pandemic's over and then go and try to force strong arm your way in? I don't think so. You better do it now.
Right. And the NCAA is not going to give an inch if they don't have to.
Right. They only give, just like they did on the likeness, Chris. Remember, because California signed it. You remember they were threatening the schools in California? Out. Remember that? What happened? They caved.
That's right.
Mitch in Wisconsin, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
My point is I actually completely disagree. They're making them schools millions upon billions of dollars. And if they get this to happen, my opinion, they need to be ripped of their Division I scholarships because they shouldn't have a voice. Because they're not a pro, they don't have that opportunity to. We, as the taxpayers, are paying their schooling to go get an education. Yes, they're athletically gifted, but they should not be allowed to just say, you know what, I'm done, screw the school. That's not, I disagree with that. If they don't want to play, then don't play. Lose your Division I scholarship. And be done.
Do you think it's fair or right the way it is with the schools making so much money off these
athletes?
Look
at the money, and the Mitch, athletes.
Yeah,
right.
They get a scholarship, and there's for real. We know that. But do you think it's fair the way it is that they're getting enough?
No, but in the same way, I like what J.J. Watt said earlier this year. He thinks the college athlete should get paid a percentage upon their own jersey sales. But
well, that's what that and that's what the
well,
the
that's happened,
and
right.
things like
right.
that.
Like
that's
the
why I think
thing.
That's a good step. And I don't look, I don't know exactly it's complicated what exactly they should get. This is a good step in the right direction with the likenesses, but maybe it should be more. I mean, I think, you know, people have to really look at this and study it because it's so much different than, you know, just your regular average student.
Right.
It really is.
It's totally different. And Chris,
pro sports. Let's keep it real. We
it
cover
is.
Power Five football like it's essentially the NFL.
If it was done like this, Chris, where it was like nonprofit and all they got was from the networks or whatever, here's our bill at the end of the year for the students, for the travel, right? And then the networks pay the bill. That would be different when the universities wouldn't be making any money. Do you see what I'm saying? That would be like, that's like nonprofit. Like, the university doesn't lose any money and it doesn't have to pay out any money.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
But
yep.
they would never agree to that because they make money off of it.
That's
and then the
like,
network.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying. And then the networks would just pay to foot the bill, whatever it costs.
That's like I'm saying. Like, I think players are looking at the exorbitant amounts of money that their coaches and administrators are making, and they're saying, hold up. They see what the networks are paying them, and we're not getting any of it?
The NCAA basketball, $6 billion deal with CBS, Chris.
Yeah.
$6 billion would it be.
Yep.
And you're sitting there telling us it's amateur sports. Matt in Boise, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yes, sir.
One of my favorite shows. I try to listen to it every single day.
My
big thing is just that if they're worried about the money and they're worried about these scholarships, you know, they're there to give these things to these kids. Tell you what, pay the kids. And then if the kids want to pay for their schooling, give them the opportunity. Give them the choice. Don't just say, well, we're already doing all these things, because at the end of the day, they are making so much money off just these poor kids.
Right. That's a good point.
And I got to be honest, if the money was, and obviously a lot of the money's going to the school, but if the money was just going to the school to strengthen different academic programs, other sports and things like that, and the coaches and ADs were making, you know, not nearly as much as they're making, I'm not sure the players would be in such an uproar.
Right. It's such a disparity. Let's squeeze in Marty in Kentucky real quick. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
Hey, Rob, I'm going to tell you, River didn't let Jonas and Chris bash on you last week. He took up for you.
Is that right? Chris and Jonas.
Jonas was killing you every other segment.
About what?
My
what did
goodness.
I do?
I know you didn't even make fun of Jonas's pink costume he wore in his wedding, and he's ripping you.
Jonas, every other sentence was something about Rob Parker.
Was
it? River wasn't having it.
River ain't having it. That's my man right there.
Not after you bought his loyalty like that.
I didn't buy his loyalty. He gave me loyalty first.
He's always been a Parkerite. But,
that's right.
River, I tell River right now that when you have, I teach him early and he uses it against me sometimes, but when you have leverage, you got to know it and you got to pull it.
Right.
And these players are seeing they have the leverage. And I don't blame them one bit for pulling. These guys can't even start a YouTube channel. I can have another kid can have a scholarship of some other type and just say for, academics.
Right, like science or math or something, right.
They can make all they want on their YouTube channel.
Yep, but the players can't.
Athletes, you can't.
It's 100%. And that makes no sense. They're college students, too. They're on full scholarship, right, in the science department or music department.
Your name, your likeness. That's your name. That's your likeness.
Yep.
If you made something of your name, your likeness, that's yours.
No doubt.
That's right.
Marty, thanks.
Good call.
Tell River I said what's up.
Rob Parker cannot utter this phrase anymore. I'm taking my hat back, too.
What?
If I'm writing, I'm ripping. No, you're not. You're not. We'll be getting to that next, but first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. It would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. It would be fun. We have the best conversations. We have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles.
podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
We are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It is easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. So I'm up today. You know, I got up early because I'm doing first things first. I did Undisputed. I did The Herd. You know, now with basketball back, it's in full swing. And, you know, when I get a break, I go to Deadspin to read a column by my partner, Rob Parker. And, you know, I'm expecting if I'm writing, I'm ripping. Or at least, you know, some type of hardness to it or, you know, something like that. But instead, I see a foot massage.
Is that what it was?
A back massage. A scalp massage.
Wow.
Of Aaron Judge. My goodness. I think you brought him breakfast in bed.
Wow.
I mean, my goodness. What? Look, explain yourself, Rob Parker.
You know what? Before this, you got to give me a little credit. Before the season started, I said that Major League Baseball needed Aaron Judge even more than the Yankees, that they're looking for a guy to step out front. Chris, he was finally healthy. We talked about it. Aaron Judge missed 110 games the last 2 years. It's hard to be the face of baseball when you're on the sideline that much. So other players like Trout and Betts and Bryce Harper, people are talking more about them. They're out there every day. And I said, if this guy can finally be healthy and play like he's capable. We saw him his rookie year, right? 52 home runs, rookie of the year, unanimous in the AL, Chris.
Yep.
And what a start. You know, if you're a Yankee fan or just a baseball fan and you watch this, the home run he hit last night, do we have the sound of it? Because it's an empty stadium and it's so cavernous. And if you listen to the call, if we can find that with Matt Vasburgeon, it is like the crack of the bat is so loud. He has hit home runs, Chris, in five straight games. First time that a Yankee's done that since 2007. Here we go. Listen to this. This is Matt Vasburgeon.
Barnes to Judge. Curveball. Fly ball. Deep left field. Way back there. Aaron Judge. Adios, amigo.
Oh, no,
is he hot. His second home run of the night. Aaron Judge is guilty.
That's Yankees radio.
That was the Yankee. Yeah,
you need a cigarette, Rob?
Yeah, I need a cigarette and some baby oil. But I mean, what a start. The Yankees have the best record in the league. They're 7-1. That home run helped them sweep the Red Sox. He's batting 290. He's got 14 RBIs in just 8 games. He's got 6 home runs. I mean, he's having an unbelievable start. And I think this is how I know that people around baseball America, or just America, notice. Because when he hit that game-winning 2-run home run, guess who I got a text from? Chris Broussard. He didn't tell me about Zion or the Lakers or Kawhi. He said, text, Aaron Judge is a monster.
Wow.
Did you not text me that last night?
After
a regular season home run in game 8?
Well, see, you underestimate my enjoyment of baseball and my baseball knowledge, too.
I'm shocked you were watching.
Right now, I've got the Grizzlies and the Pelicans on one TV and the Yankees and the Phillies on the other. I'm waiting for Judge's next at bat.
Right.
You know, but no, I mean, look, I'm messing with you, but Aaron Judge has been phenomenal. Remember, I've always talked about the best baseball player I've ever seen was Barry Bonds.
Right.
And, you know, we don't, whatever he did, you know,
we saw him in Pittsburgh
before that. I've never seen anything like
that.
Right. I've never seen anything like that. You know, his years in San Francisco when he was hitting all the home runs. Aaron Judge, thus far, it's that type of feeling with Aaron Judge. Like, every at bat, you need to see it. Now, this won't continue, obviously. He's on what, like a 72 homer pace or
in 60
like
games.
That. Right. So, but I tell you what, if he hits, I texted you this too. If he hits 30 plus, that's incredible. In 60 games?
In 60 games, it would be amazing. And he's on some stretch now, and he even said he was quoted after the game last night that I'm not even locked in yet. That's what he said.
Man. No, it is what he's doing is tremendous, and it does make it more exciting. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And, you know, you've talked about this is what baseball needs. You know, I think they need a few players that can capture people's imagination.
Oh, yeah.
But certainly he will be the main guy.
Especially being on the biggest stage, you know, Yankee Stadium. And I know fans aren't there, Chris, but people are watching. We've seen the baseball numbers. People are at home. People want to watch sports. The NBA doubled their ratings. When their first game back, right? They doubled their ratings.
And they got
from their
up into
average.
4 millions, too, at one point in the Lakers-Clippers game. Yeah,
they got some huge numbers as well. And people are out there watching. This is the time to get people's attention. Do you know what I mean? Where you have a captive audience. And so far, Aaron Judge on Twitter, people were like, I'm not a Yankee fan. I hate the Yankees. But it's hard for me to dislike Judge. I like him.
Nah, he's got everything you would want. You know, he's an athlete, you know.
He could have been a tight end. He's 6'8",
exactly.
Right?
And people know that. He seems like a great guy. We've already seen him in commercials and things like that. And he's doing, you know, the most exciting thing in baseball, which is hitting home runs.
And you know that always in this game, no matter what, you could talk about everything else. The home run hitters have always been revered, right?
Yep.
Babe Ruth. Hank Aaron. We always
Reggie
talk about
Jackson.
The Reggie Jackson. We talked about the McGuire and Sosa. They saved the game, Chris, right? With the home run during that stretch in 98.
What's the biggest moment in Dodgers or, you know, LA Dodgers history that we all
Kirk
remember?
Kirk Gibson's home run.
Yep.
No,
yep.
Home run is a big thing. And if you have a guy like that, big and strong and personable with a great smile and broad shoulders and well-spoken and cool and have a little swag. You know, every time he hits a home run, you see him at home plate. He's got the swag. He's got the stuff that the kids would like, Chris. So it's been great. And I did give him after I even wrote that column, I got a toothache because it was so sweet.
You know, gave him a scalp massage.
It was over the top. I'll give you that.
Oh, all right. Well, speaking over the top, how about over the rim? That, of course, is our man Zion Williamson. And look, he's been the talk of the country regarding the NBA over the last few days. Here's the new phrase they have for him, Rob. Forget load management. Forget minutes restriction. He's on a burst restriction. Have you heard that?
No. Is that
he's on a burst restriction, which is he can play in 3 to 4 minute bursts. That's what they're calling it now, burst restriction.
Can you say that? Can you say that on the radio? I didn't know. This is a family radio show.
That should have been in your stand-up.
I know.
All right, we'll have more of that next, though. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
You got to have the bones.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker on a Magic City Monday. We're brought to you by Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you will not stink. That's a guarantee. It's pharmacist-recommended, odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There's no stinging or burning involved. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and you will not stink. All right, Rob, a lot of talk around the NBA about how the New Orleans Pelicans have been, some would say, babying, some would say managing Zion Williamson. And he is, of course, a lot of people, I think including yourself, feel like the NBA even brought 22 teams to Orlando, that the NBA even changed its rules where if you're within four, if the ninth seed's within four games of the eighth seed,
I can't believe you said that.
They get
you know
to try to make the play. Why?
Because
I'm not saying it's true, but you
tomorrow,
are, I'm just saying
tomorrow
that's what you've
for
been
Trash Talking Tuesday on Deadspin.com, I'm ripping the NBA because they tried to force in the Pelicans
you
by
got
doing
a lot
that.
Of nerve. Okay, I'm going to save right? it for the next segment.
Yes,
you got a lot
right.
of nerve ripping the NBA. All right, but anyway, you know, they Zion played 15 minutes his first game and 14 minutes the next game. And he's on what they're calling burst restrictions, which is he can play in 3-4 minute bursts, although I think he's played a little more tonight. But they're up. New Orleans up 57-49 with about less than a minute left in the first half. Rob, what's your take on this, Zion?
It is peculiar. It's almost like, do they not want to make the playoffs, Chris? Am I missing something?
I don't think that's it.
No, he's how old is he? 20?
He's 20.
He's 20,
you would think,
Chris.
He was 40 the way he's
there's
being
eight
managed.
Regular season games. You're going to play maybe eight regular season games. Somehow, if they got into the playoffs, maybe they play in the first round, right? Chris, how many games is it? He's been off for 4 months. What?
I've said it, Rob. Look.
I don't get it.
He was injured in high school. We know he was injured at Duke. He was injured in summer league. He was injured in the preseason. He missed more than half of the season. He comes back after a 3.5 month layoff and can't get through the practices. Okay, it was just cramps, but still. And now you bring him back. There's no injury been reported. And he's only able to play 15 minutes. He's 20 years old. This is odd. And what I've concluded, Rob, what I've concluded, and let me preface it by saying what everybody knows, of course, I'm not a doctor. And I know there are people in that organization and in the league that think, not everybody, but some, that his girth, his size, his weight, is a big part of his effectiveness. But just watching it from everything I said, watching the way they're handling him, I feel like he probably needs to drop 30 pounds.
Wow.
Just
30?
Because Charles Barkley said he dropped 50 when he was in the NBA. When he was a young player in the NBA, he had to drop 50 pounds to be at his optimum. And I'm just saying, what is going on? It'd be one thing if it was a Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Blake Griffin situation where you're just out. You can't play. You're out for a year or even a couple of years like Embiid, right? You have an injury. But this is just management. This is low management gone awry to the nth degree. And I'm just saying it from my perspective, it looks like maybe you need to try to get him to lose some of that weight so that he can play consistently. Because that's the problem. He hasn't shown, Rob, and we've said this, he hasn't shown that he can play like 4 months straight of high-level basketball
right.
without being injured.
Not yet. And people saying that Chris, he's being babied, and he's trying to deny, the organization is trying to deny that he's being babied. But I have heard that he has an endorsement deal with Pampers, so it might be true.
You need Alex to.
Alex, where are you?
So
I need you.
What's up, Rob?
Pampers, baby. Oh man,
Rob, I put in so much effort to that last stand-up. I ain't got more.
No, he got nothing left, man.
You tapped out for the rest of my career.
I need at least two more years, man.
But look, let me say this: Zion can score. I mean, that is one thing. That dude can score. He's played 10 minutes tonight. He's got 11 points, and happily, he's got 5 rebounds. Because he hasn't been a great rebounder thus far, so I'm glad to see him attacking the glass. But it's almost
those
like
count
he's
if you
saying,
get your own misses, no?
They do count. Moses Malone. But I think he's saying, look, if I'm only going to play 20 minutes, I'm going to make the most out of it. In 10 minutes, he took 11 shots.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
So, yeah, I don't blame him. He's like, look, if y'all not going to play me, I'm going to make the most out of my 20 or 15 minutes, whatever you give me. 2 hours left, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting 2 young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
the
podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.